Welcome to Journey to Esquire, the podcast. I'm Jocelyn Hardrick, founder and president of Diversity Access Pipeline, Inc., the company behind this podcast and other great programs. Journey to Esquire Scholarship and Leadership Program provides $2,000 cash scholarships to third-year law students and internships to second-year law students, along with leadership, training, and mentors. Journey to Esquire, the blog, provides insightful articles to help navigate you through law school and beyond. Find out more on our website, www.journeytoesquire.com.
All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to season three of Journey to Esquire, the podcast. Here with me, I have a good friend of mine, Abraham Chekhov. Thank you so much for joining us. So if you could please introduce yourself to the audience for those that don't know you.
Well, my name is Abraham Chekhov. I'm an associate at Butler Weimuller Katzbrig. I'm a big Tolkien nerd and I garden.
So what do you do at Butler?
Mostly general liability defense, car accidents, just slip and falls, mostly on the defense side, some construction litigation.
So let's go back a bit. So what made you decide to become a lawyer in the first place?
So I made the decision around 9/11. The Muslim and American community had a kind of legal deficit, and there were, you know, certain attacks on civil liberties against Muslims. So that kind of pointed me in that direction. And generally, I just like the work. I like the intellectual engagement of it.
Okay. And so when you decided, you know, I want to go to law school and become a lawyer, can you talk a little bit about your law school application process, how you chose the law school, how many you applied to?
Well, the first decision was to pick an easy major for undergrad, because the biggest things that they look for are GPA and LSAT. So I went and did something easy that I found enjoyable, and so I can get that GPA, and then took the LSAT a couple times and got a decent enough score to get into law school. Personal statement, I'd like to think help, but definitely try to stay interesting and apply to a variety of places and aim for the state schools as well. I think that's really important.
Yep, I agree. And your time in law school, did you enjoy law school? Did you enjoy the whole process of it?
Definitely enjoyed it. Really intellectually stimulating, a lot, met a lot of good people on the way. There were some less interesting people, but I definitely enjoyed it.
Okay.
Those 3 years go by quickly. Make friends, make connections, because you'd be surprised how many people you will in law school can help you out with a career, and will be opposing counsel and even judges one day.
All right. Do you still to this day still have some of those law school connections in your network?
Oh, definitely. I mean, there was one friend though, when I was doing a later job search, helped me get up. I didn't accept that position, but helped me, get an acceptance somewhere else. Sometimes I'll see opposing counsels who I knew before. It definitely helps. And obviously, if the other side is somebody it helps grease the case along.
Okay. And how about like reputation? Like do you find that, if you know someone from law school, like their reputation still carries into years of practice
I people change. I know people who were, I don't want to even be near them during law school, but you see them outside in practice 10 years later and they're very professional, very courteous. Just something I learned in life in general: keep an open mind with people. Don't be judgmental. And there's everyone's trying to be their best, and The same way that, I might make errors and I'd like people to forgive those. It's good to forgive other people's as well.
Yeah, that's great life advice. So going into, 3L year of law school, people start thinking about jobs and postgrad offers. So what was that process like for you? What did you do first out of law school?
So I graduated in 2011, and that was not a great time to graduate from law school. The main focus was passing the bar and make sure I did that on the first time. But starting out the 3L year, definitely have some experience. My grades weren't that stellar. I was pretty middling. My joke is I was top of the class, if you look at it from the curve perspective. The fact that I had some experience helped me get my first job. So that's critical. And just keep making connections, go to the local bar associations and make friends there. LinkedIn, have business cards as well. That's something I wish I had done earlier.
How did you find that first job?
Just an online application. The FSU system had a system where you can just apply online to upload your resume. And either you got the callback or you didn't, which is interesting because that's not, despite the prevalence of the internet, that's not how most people get jobs. It's usually through personal connections, which is how I got my current job. Mm-hmm. But that's actually somewhat the exception.
All right. So what that was, kind of like an on-campus interview type thing, right? Because it was through the school's portal.
Through the school's portal, but it wasn't an on-campus interview though.
Got it. Okay. All right. And what area of the law did you practice out of law school? And is that still the area that, you practice now or want to practice in the future?
It was a very, broadly speaking, yes, civil litigation, which I like because it's not very, it has the fun of litigation without the drama of something like criminal or family law. So my first job, I started out doing very generalized civil litigation, breach of contracts, slip and falls. If it wasn't criminal or family, we took it. Right now I have a more narrowed focus, which, just more, casualty and construction defect litigation. And I hope to definitely continue doing that in the future.
Okay. And how did you choose civil litigation? Is this just something you stumbled upon or did you know that's what you wanted to do?
It was my long-term plan. I like the, even in law school before having set foot in a courtroom, I like the idea of going to court, but without the drama of family or criminal law. I respect the people who do that. It's very important work, but I just don't have the heart for it.
Yeah. Okay. And what advice would you offer to, new and future law students as they're trying to get to the point you're at, a few years under your belt in practice at a good firm? So what would you tell someone that wants to follow your footsteps?
My first piece of advice is network. My second piece of advice is network. My third piece of advice is network. The old saying is, it's not what you know, it's who you know, stands very firmly in law. So definitely get out there, pound the pavement, and get your name out there. Also be open. I mean, there's things that I didn't think that I would enjoy, but it turns out I'm loving them. So when you're in your first 5 or 6 years, definitely try to be in the general area where you want to be. I wouldn't treat it like a buffet where you try a bit of everything. Focus on something, but also try different things within that broader area. For example, I thought I would start out the public defenders or the state attorney's office, because at least, even though I'm not a big fan of criminal practice, I would at least get that courtroom experience to get into civil. Right. But my first job was civil, and I really loved it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then you mentioned networking, I think, three times. but I remember when I was a law student, networking just scared me. I did it. I got out there, but I used to be so nervous. I mean, like, what do you say? It's like, you know, it can be like socially awkward to, you know, just come up to strangers and talk to them. So do you have any advice on how a law student can, you know, overcome that and just, you know, be
effective? First of all, socially awkward is a redundant term. Second of all, don't be afraid to make a fool of yourself. Not every social interaction is going to be smooth, and be okay with that. Don't go by the saying once bitten, twice shy. If you fumble a few things, one, it probably wasn't as bad as he thought it was. And two, you know, get back on the horse and move on. Three, bring a wingman, try to, obviously, if they're doing a favor, then you should probably try to reciprocate as well. But, you know, there's safety in numbers. Go in there and, you and your group can form your own circle. Around the time I was graduating law school, I started reading a book called Team of Rivals. It was kind of a sort of biography of Abraham Lincoln. If you look at the way he handled people, it's a little early on in the book, but he was a great networker. He always had a couple of stories in his back pocket going in, and, you know, storytelling is, you know, a very important networking skill. So I would go in with a few anecdotes and a few conversation topics. If you can, figure out who's going to be there. I know the HCBA, you can see the list of registrants. And, figure out who they are, and, you know, you can kind of bring it in smooth, like, oh, I heard you work for that firm. What do they do? And then that's a good conversation starter. And once you get lawyers talking, Exhibit A right here, they will not stop.
Oh, man. But no, that becomes like a fountain of knowledge when you're a law student. I remember, you know, when you network and you get someone that's willing to talk to you, and it's just, you know, it's so much information you don't know, and it all becomes so helpful. So I guess that's the goal when you're out there networking when you're young, is just to get someone to just dump it all on you, you know? So now let's talk about the early years of practice. First year of practice, you get out, you become barred, and you're in that new job. Can you talk about your experience as a first year associate, and how you learned to practice law, and maybe the importance of mentors if you had it?
Mentorship is critical. It's if you can get a mentor both in and out of the firm, out of the firm, that way you can kind of ask questions that are too embarrassing to be asked within the firm, like, what's a complaint? What's an interrogatory? And by the way, and I don't mean to shame anybody who asks that question. Absolutely ask that question, and there's no dumb questions, but don't go into the courtroom. It's better to make yourself look like an idiot and ask it to a mentor, whether in or out of the firm, than to ask, you know, the judge at the hearing when an interrogatory is. But first year, I had a little experience going in from some, I almost called it an apprenticeship, an internship that I had during my 2 and 3 L years. So I had some idea what was going on, but it was really, you know, a lot of gracious people being patient with me and, you know, pointing me in the right direction. That was really helpful. And of course, you know, there's less gracious people out there as well. And it's just kind of navigating that. Find the right mentors, find the right places to be.
All right. Awesome. Well, this has been great. I really appreciate your time. You're, you know, a wealth of knowledge. So I'm sure the audience out there will appreciate everything we talked about today. So unless you have any parting advice, I think we're good. Thanks again so much.
Anytime. Glad to help any young lawyers out there.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to another great episode of Journey to Esquire, the podcast. Support, share, subscribe. And for more, visit www.journeytoesquire.com.